parents for being here, worshiping with us. We love our moms. Isaac's already said, but I want to say myself, amen. I wouldn't be here without my mom. Amen. The Bible says, honor your parents, that your days may be long on the earth. So my mom and my dad are no longer here, but I still honor them, and I'm very thankful for my mom and my dad, and I'm sure you all feel the same way. Amen? Amen. So it's an honor to have the Wilbanks with us. There's so many things that we could say. We've had them with us a number of years. Anybody that's been around for a while, you've seen them, and you've enjoyed worshiping with them. They're doing some new things. This week, you are in Tennessee doing an event for 2 or 3 days, and then they went to Anderson and have recorded some new music and recorded some music videos with the Gaithers. They have their recording studio, and so they've been working with them. For anybody that's familiar, Gaithers has homecoming videos, and it's become a popular thing. Well, they've been in the last two Gaither homecoming videos. They've been singing some of their songs in those homecoming videos. So if you ever look up, find on the internet, however it's available now, you'll find that they're in there singing, and now they're recording. And he just told me recorded 75 songs, and I'm not sure how many are going to come out on this album or the next album or the third or the fourth or the fifth album that's coming out in the next few years. I don't know how many is going to come out, but we're trusting God for a long time, right? The homecoming video. You did how many? 16. They did 75 on the homecoming video, and there's 16 that they did this week in recording new music. And are we getting any of the new songs today? Yeah, awesome. So I'm really excited. This, moms, I thought you would really enjoy this. And our team is really hyped up about them being here. So I'm very, very thankful. And they're very anointed and gifted, and you're going to be blessed, I believe. I'll shut up and get out of the way. God bless you. Thanks for being here, my friend. Amen. We're very happy that they're here. Let's worship the Lord together.
He doesn't love me because I'm so good. He loves me in spite of everything. too good to me. You ever feel like God's been too good? After a while, it the last year, I really should be 60 young. But I wasn't ready for that. Diagnosed last year with type 2 diabetes. For 3.5 months, I was off the meds, and I'm good. Just stayed it on long. Got short of breath, and then long story short, in October, I had 6 bypasses. And a hole in my heart, they had repaired. Arteries blocked, and you told me that I had 2 signs of heart attack. I never knew that. God's not playing with me. His goodness is unfathomable. It's beyond human comprehension. Amen? Amen.
For Stop. turn, you should know five. Okay, you got this down. Good to do the ball. We always see there being a few of the nonsense, which is awesome people. Just first back, you know that. We've already talked about doing some new stuff today and some older stuff that's new for the Little Banks. So just mixing it all up, and we're excited to bring that to you very soon. We don't have it on hard copy yet, and some of you don't even have hard copy. You want that out of your brown things called CDs. You don't even have CD players. But we would love to go home with you by way of our music or some kind of product that might interest you out there. And a lot of you, most people these days, do stream and download, and we are available to Little Banks. Some are on the streaming platforms. And then some don't have CD players, and some don't like to download, and they say, how can we listen to your music? Otherwise, we have these little gadgets called flash drives, thumb drives, USB, whatever you like to call them. And you can, if your vehicle is so new that you don't have a CD player, then you have a place to charge your smartphone. And you can put that little device in there and listen to our music that way. And we'd love for you to take us home with you. But at least stop by and say, hey, if you don't have a music value for somebody you don't like, then put it yourself in a Christmas or something like that. You can find us at littlebanksmusic.com, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, or all over the social media outlets. There's videos of a lot of the songs that we're doing. And social media has a lot of crazy stuff out there, I know. But you can also use it as a tool to share the gospel, and it's quick and easy. You just like it, share it, and we get reports of people making a reaction to the house of God because they saw one of our videos. That they wouldn't know about the delaying of our music except that you share it, and then they feel something in the message of the song, and they're coming out to church. And that's what it's about. It's getting the gospel message out and letting people know that you do have a friend in Jesus. It's not just cliche, it really is true. And nobody's done too much, and gone too far, been too bad. No problem's too big, nothing's too insignificant. We have a friend in Jesus. And, you know, we look at, I mentioned David earlier. David was a murderer and other things. And he was called a man after God's own heart. Abraham got caught in a couple of big lies. And, among other things, he took taking matters in his own hands that God didn't ask him to do. And he was called a friend of God. Moses was a murderer. But he was God's friend. And they did some amazing things, but they were by no means flawless. So that means there's hope for you, and there's hope for you who are living in Jesus. And the old song says, what a friend you have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God. Thank you.
few weeks ago. Back in the day, when there wasn't smartphones and AirPods and all that kind of stuff, when you got on an airplane, you actually talked to people. If you get on an airplane now, everybody puts their on the phone and what they said, and can I get some hands from the travelers in the room? But back in the day, you'd get on the plane and it would be, hey, how are you? My name is, and what do you do for a living? And so Bishop Benson sits down, and the gentleman sits down next to him, and they began to chat, and what do you do for a living? I'm a pastor of the Pentecostal Church. And the other guy said, well, I'm a professor of religious studies at Southern Methodist University. And they began to chat. Conversation calmed down, got quiet, and then the professor looked at him and said, I've got a story to tell. This professor was a POW in Vietnam. He was POW, and he said, they would let us out of ourselves from time to time. He said, I didn't know the names of any of my fellow POWs because it would have been dangerous for all of us to know names. But he said, there was one particular guy in our group that was a Pentecostal. And every time he would get out of the cell, he would go, hey, guys, I want you to be encouraged. I talked to my Heavenly Father today, and he said, we're going to get out of here. We were all right, because we were watching our friend die right and left, and he said, we didn't believe him. But every day that we would see him out in the yard, he would say, be encouraged, guys. My father told me that we're going to get out of here. Everything's going to be okay. And he said, when the lights went out at night, he would be in his cell, and he would start singing an old song. Some of you may have heard it. Victory in Jesus, my Savior. Anybody ever heard that song? It's an old song from back in the 50s or 60s. And he said, so we just nicknamed the guy Victory. And he said, you know what? He was right. He said, we all got out of there alive. And I'm here today. So anybody ever feel like in your life that life has just kind of got you in a prison cell? I just want to tell you, I talked to my Heavenly Father. And he knows the way out. We're already going to have one baptism here today, but if you're here, you've never been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin. You've never been baptized in another way. And I'm thankful for your faith. But if you've never repented of your sins, that's the one thing you can do for yourself. But if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, there's power in the name. You probably heard the phrase, probably as a kid, on the playground. Do you know who my daddy is? Well, when you take on his name in baptism, when life comes against you, all you got to say is, do you know who my daddy is? He's the one that controls all of this. And if you've never been baptized in Jesus' name, just say, Lord, we're going to focus on it. The water is ready. And if you feel that pull on your spirit to say, hey, maybe that's something that I need to do, why don't you find one of the pastors or somebody nearby that you think may be a part of this church and say, hey, I feel like I need to do that too. I think we can make other pastors. I know how they operate, and they'll make sure it happens. As a matter of fact, if we need to, we'll just shut the concert off and we'll start it right now. Because that's more important than you hear another song. To be born again of water and of spirit. And we just said it this way in this song, I changed my name to Victory.
Victim, power, victim, you didn't know.
Shortly after daylight, phones started ringing nonstop, people calling, that's it. Prayer and saying, what do we need? What can we do? When you don't want a toothbrush, it's a bit overwhelming. You don't even know where to begin. And your perspective changes very quickly as to what's really important. And probably, hopefully, most of you have never experienced house fire, but you have your own house fire. Some kind of situation that you face or are facing right now. We've got things we're dealing with that seemingly no answers. And at times you feel like somebody's jerked the rug out from underneath you. But ultimately, God is sovereign, and He is able to turn any situation into good and work it for His glory. If we trust Him, we come back down to the foundation to realize it. No matter what happens, He's the only one that we need. Thank you so much. In Jesus.
I don't know the situation that you're going through.
You know what I'm saying?